It's Tuesday. It's a wonderful day. Thank God for this day that He's given us another day. We don't know about tomorrow. Father, we just thank You for this day. We thank You that You brought Brother Freedom here. We thank You, Lord, that You've been showing him some things. You're going to form the message because, Lord, You've been creating that message. Thank You for sending us words from the throne room. We love You and we thank You. Lord, straighten us out. If there's anything that needs to be straightened out, and there might be, I know I need all the help I can get. Lord, let this message go into me and touch me too. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we just thank You for this wonderful, this very special day. And surely every day that comes forth is Your days. Father, I just want to praise You in every bit of Your precious strength is so wonderful, so powerful. And Lord, I just thank You this wonderful day for the power of Your Holy Spirit. I thank You for that greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Praise God, I thank You that You're real. I thank You that You're forever faithful. I thank You that Your eyes are over the righteous. And Your ears open to cry. Lord, we just call upon You this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. I claim and believe that You're able to preach this message today. But use my tongues. I want to be like a little rag doll that has no, that You just move upon me in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that You'll set me free. If there's anything wrong, show me and help me to be an overcomer totally in You this day. Lord, I give You praise, glory, and honor in the wonderful name of Jesus. I truly believe we're living a time when things are not what they look. There's things that's they're not exactly what they look. They've got a little camouflage on them. They got little hidden things. They got a lot of stuff. I really believe it. I'd like to have the name of this service so I can say with anything. It's in the second chapter of Ephesians. The Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. And I truly believe this is bigger than we think. The principality of the air is the Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. But I believe this disobedience has went over what we call the Christian world. I believe the Christian churches, so many of them, but actually what I've seen, it's by the sanction of the enemy. See, he takes great thought how he can deceive the body of Christ in this last hour. Now, many of these people have started well. In those days, they probably had not a very great education. They wasn't very depth even in reading the Word. And they started preaching a little bit. And then they had a body of people come to denomination. And this happened all over the United States. A lot of little different hills here and hill here and a valley here. And these voices raising up and exalting the Lord Jesus close to me. But I'm going to sort of jump into high gear right now. And I'm saying that none of these can take place. And right now, I know there's a group that believes in, which is right. They're right. They're totally right. I believe with them. It's through the cross of Jesus Christ. I've always believed this. And I believe it's in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I go with them. I'm thankful that they're finally seeing what I've seen. I'm with them. And I believe it. Yes, it's part of it. But I truly believe the greatest part is the Holy Spirit. When you do these other things, it's just a partially... It's all forgiving. You can submit yourself to the cross, all these other things. I truly believe you may not have a powerful church, but you're not really blaspheming. You're just leaving out. And I truly believe when you come against and won't receive the Holy Spirit, you just don't know what the power of the Holy Ghost is. He is special. He knows all. I'm going to read something before I get going. Jesus said this just the time he was before he went to the cross, shed his blood upon the cross. This could all come to life, you might say. When Jesus come down off the cross, he set captivity free. He went down and behold, shield and set men's down and changed the whole process of things that happened below and also above. He lifts us up in heavenly places. The child of God could receive the atonement of sin and could have a power over the principality of the Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Saying that, I'm going to go read this. Verily, verily, I send you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works shall he do, because I go to my Father. Because I go to my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You understand where I'm going so far? This is the word. No, it's just the word. If you ask anything in my name, Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll get that imprinted in your, if you ask anything in his name, he will do it also. He will do it also. Can you get this? And if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father. He's going to pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Now get this, that he may abide with you forever. That he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see, they don't see him at all. But when he gets in your heart, you see him, and you know the evidence that he's there, because there's all things are possible. Those you get a whole dimension open up to you. How come it's the glory world? It's a different world. I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things are prepared for them that love God. And I truly believe it means heaven, but it also means what the Holy Spirit can help you. Because he seeth not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth in you. Isn't that wonderful? Ye are the, just last week I think I preached on the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are, God's children are the temple, specially built that the Holy Ghost could reside in. It said the same Spirit that lifted up Jesus, that Jesus had that in him. And Jesus knows exactly how we feel without that Spirit. We're helpless. We're hopeless. We're no power. We're a nothing. And if we don't accept that power, then we're going to be the Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. We're going to come to that. Our Spirit's going to be as the children of disobedience. It's inevitable. If you don't, and the Holy Spirit is something we got to keep seeking for him after we have him. He's not something just that you can put him in the back room and close the doors like a lot of churches that have done. They put him in the back room and says, well, he's back there, but we don't use him. I know a church here in town. That's what they tell the people. Well, you know, it's just sit back in the back room. And we got all the power. We ain't got no power. They're being deceived. They're being deceived by Satan himself. And yet they out here, oh, they're flamboyant services. Oh, boy, boy, boy. You know, no boy, they don't tell me boy, boy, because they haven't got no, the principality of the air is very strong. He's able to preach. He's able to deceive. He's able to do things that uplift you to make you feel good. But it's no sign it's good. It's bad. It'll take you down to a place beyond where there's any reaching out. You'll be on the way going down, as a saying, south to the bottom pit. And there's no way out. Jesus is the only one that can get you out of this mess. You have to call upon him and he'll help you. Jesus is nigh in our cries. But man, technical, but this is our power. The Spirit of God, we can't do nothing if we kick the Holy Spirit out, because it's what God gave us to be able to connect back with Jesus. If we connect, throw away what God's given us, we don't need it. Well, then there's no hope. There's no connection. We've let go of the power. We've let go of this great treasure that we've had, the treasure of heaven. We've let go of the, I cannot imagine, but I know my brothers here, we didn't ask men. They said they didn't need him. And I just grieved my heart. Still grieves my heart. Why did anybody, why any man, any person wouldn't want the Holy Ghost, is I love Jesus Christ, but I need that what comes is greater as me that's in this world. I need that special help. I need that special covering. I need that special tutorship. I need that glory to be upon me, that I am an orphan without that. I'm an orphan. I have to have that. I got to be God's child. I can't be an orphan away from him. I got to, and it seeks me in heavenly places. The Holy Ghost
seats me in heavenly places. He keeps me in a place that I am attending to the way of God. And that attention cannot be on that unless I keep the Holy One within me. He is the Mighty One. And all I have to reside is to Him. He will make all things well. I don't even have to know exactly how it works. But I'm just a little babe down there. And He's just looking for a little babe to work it. Because those grown-ups, they don't need nothing. The third chapter of Revelation speaks about that. They have need of nothing. They shun the Holy Ghost. So they don't need nothing. And the Spirit of God says, "Say, I see you're lacking. You're blind. You've been disobedient. You're wayward. You're way out. You're not in where you should be. You're out in the country where you can receive recipient the children of disobedience. Principality, you're in that right there. You're ready. The principality there just pounce on you to take you. But he comes on real easy. He comes upon you. Oh, all will be great. The liar, he's a cheater. He don't know the truth. You can know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We're more than conquerors through him. Which one says, I'm persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, things present, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can you see that? Do you understand that? Oh man, oh woman. I mean, we got to come out. We got to see God. There's nothing in our lives. There cannot be nothing. We got to be totally in God's power. You can see it all the way through. The Lord says that we must have come out of this world. Be ye separate, said the Lord. We wonder how we're going to do that. Well, you can't do it. Double head, you can't do it unless you have the Spirit of God. There's no way that you can manipulate the things. But you've got to draw and die. You've got to say, Lord, thank you. Oh, thank you for that mighty power, Father. I thank you for the glorious Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, I just love you. I thank you. He'll get you out of trouble. He'll touch you. He'll move upon you. And he'll know the great love, great sympathy. I broke a tap off in an engine one time. But that time that I was breaking it off, I prayed a lot. Every time I got behind the steering wheel, I prayed in the Spirit. And that kept me in good standards with God. I tell you, if you want to keep where you know everything's right, you just pray in the Spirit. It's the power! That dynamo that's in you is to resort this old man into a new man. It doesn't take place until you decide to reside under God's tutorship. And the tutorship is the power of the Holy One that lives within you. When you say, oh, I can do it by yourself, God says, okay, just do it by yourself. See what kind of mess you're going to get. You're going to be in a mess. Many out there are in a mess because you kicked out the power. The power is the Spirit of God alive within you. That dynamo of glory living within your heart, it becomes an explosion against sin. It becomes an explosion in the power of dark. Just this morning, I had to tell the old enemy, I felt it, something in my neck. I just said, I told him, you old evil one, you get out, you stay out of my life in the wonderful name of Jesus, I bind you. And instantly, that power left. God's here. He's here to rescue you. He's here to change you. He's here to fight your fight. If you will call upon him, when we deliberately go in our own willful way, God has no way to reach us. You say, well, he's God. Yeah, well, sure he did. He can zap you. But you've got to do that yourself. But there's some things that we have to do on our own. We got to seek God on our own. We got to serve God. No preacher, no evangelist. All there is get you into where you call on the one that can do it. That's all it's for. God knows my heart. It's what his call is. I got a call to do. But it's there to get you ready that you can receive either I want it or I reject it. Do you want it or do you reject? You need to want it this day. You need to desire it. It's life itself. You reject it. The principality of the air that works in the children of these disobedient in times past who we've all been under his control. We've been set free. God says, he sent his own son, Jesus, that we could receive power because of him. How did it take place? Those stripes on his back before he went on the cross as far as healing. But yet, when he got on the cross, and they put those nails in his hand, his feet, and he bled and died, his precious blood, it all become available at that sacrifice that God sure seen that we can receive redemption's power, the overcoming power. The church is dead right now. The church, every place, pretty much is dead. If we don't have that charisma and the power of God, we're going to miss it at the day. Out there where you are, you need to seek God. You need to call upon Him. And one thing I want to challenge you out there, you need to eat the Word. Eat it for about 6 months. And you'll have a different change in your life. How do you say eat it? Yeah, I mean what I said. That's what the Holy Ghost told me to do. I ate it so fast, just devoured. I went word by word, but I just eat it. I wore Bibles out and I still do, but I eat them. Eating it becomes a supernatural power. Then when it's mixed with the Holy Ghost, it becomes a combustion that will come against the principality. It is the spirit that now works in the children of Israel. Combustion comes into a stoner. It brings power. It explodes and moves that piston. And that's what we do with the power of the Holy Ghost. When it comes a mixture that no imp in hell, no principality of the air, nothing can come against you. Only you have the power from the throne room, from Jesus Christ the righteous. He's the propitiation of our sin. And with that power, you become alive to God, but dead to this world. Alive to the Lord, but dead to this world. The Lord says, come out from among it and be separate. Why do you mean that? It means when we get in the mixture, we got a little bit of principality error, we get where we're the children of disobedience. When we start mixing a little bit of the good with the bad, you gotta confess. We're not where we should be. We're not where we should be. And Satan don't care. If he just sidelines, he's got to worry. He don't even worry. Because you're probably got a thousand people on you that's looking at you and says, oh, that's the way for me to go. You're following yourself. There's followers. You know, that's just the vision that I seen years ago. All these Christians were falling into hell. But what they're doing, they've allowed Satan to come in. We used to have revivals in America. We had all the churches have revived. I mean, the churches were on fire. But now there's no fire. Because when they come against the Holy Ghost can help all of them to arrive to a higher pinnacle. And they refuse it. And with that refusion, they lost their momentum. The momentum is something that when you have a truck, I know when I've driven truck quite a bit, you got momentum and power. You carry over that hill. When you lose that momentum, you're going to be down there in real low holes for ways till you get your speed up. And that's what we are with Satan. Satan gets us down to where we're crawling. He's got half of the battle won right there. You're helpless. You're hopeless. And you can't help others. And God called the church that we can help others. That's what it's all about. That we can help others. We don't have to build churches. We have to build lives. We have to build overcomers. We have to build those seated in the heavenly place. That the mission. The buildings are going to burn. Windows are going to fall off. All those windows you can't see through, all that thing. It's no avail. But I'll tell you, the things that you live in your heart's going to live on forever. You're going to be moved upon by God, holy, the Holy of Holies, that you might walk in His counsel. You might walk in His judgment. You might be faithful for Him as He wants, calls you to be faithful. God wants us to be faithful servants of Him, walking in victory, not polluted. Not polluted to this world. Not polluted about this lawlessness that's taking place. It's terrible. It's treason what they've done to the Holy Ghost. It's treason. They kicked him out. I don't know what they have done. They literally kicked him out. And I know I didn't see all of it, so I just seen a little bit. But I know it has to be pretty much worldwide. Maybe it's not, but it might be this blown place, but I see it right here. There's very little people. It's on fire. The Spirit of God he's not as a leader. He is sitting back. Ichabod. Ichabod is God departed. When God's departed, there comes a no hope. You get out here and you pay your tithes and you make great alms. I'm going to be at church next Sunday and I'm going to do this and I'm going to even sacrifice. I'm going to go down here and I'll start jail ministry and I'll do all these other things. I'll be a Sunday school teacher and I'll do all these things. But you're spinning your wheel. You're spinning your wheels. because you put away the one that could help you. You've given him away and you sneered about him. He is nothing. He's everything. I want you to know, he, Brother Freedom says, he is everything. He is all. There should be no question. No, I'm not going to back up at all. I'm going to be out there and phrase it. It's no power without God's Holy Ghost. But the anointing which you have received of him, that's the Holy Spirit, abideth in you. Abideth in you. We need that abiding of the Spirit of God within us. You need not that any man teach you. You need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing is truth, and is no lie, and if you shall abide, he will abide within you. It's not so apt to make it work. We don't do what someone else says. We do what God says. We go for the unction of the Spirit of God. He speaks to our heart. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, this is in the New Testament too, what I'm speaking right now. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. That's Jesus talking. Tell me it's not in the New Testament, it's all over. In his name, that's God's. He shall teach you all things. Well, you know what? I didn't know about the all. Yes, I'll tell you. I broke a tap off in an engine, and I thought I'd have to probably get fired. I said, how could I do this? That's what we are. We make mistakes, but God will help us. I'll tell you, probably, we've all made mistakes, but we need to take courage. You've got a chance to be an overcomer. So, this was a borrowed Caterpillar, 9UD6. The center half-inch stud pulled out of the block. And I thought I had this tap that I, all a dumb thing. I should have never done it. Brother Freedom shouldn't have done it, but I welded it. And I thought I was a pretty good welder, but I was all right as long as I kept it above surface where it broke off. I could get something on it and get it out. But I got carried away, and I broke that off approximately 2 or 3 inches below the surface of the deck. It's only a half-inch hole to go down. Those half-inch studs, they just went down and screwed in there. They would slide up and down. It's a half-inch hole. And they went down in the part where the recess was, the bottom of that hole. Then there was threads in that part. So I broke it off in there, and I said, Lord, what am I going to do? So I went outside, and I said, Lord, what shall I do? I said, I guess I'm in big trouble. I want to see what you want me to do. The Lord said, no problem if you'll do what I'm telling you. I said, well, no problem. No problem. So he told me, he says, I want you to take your welder, which I had a truck and a welder on it. He says, I want you to roll your leads out of that block, and I want you to cover up that block. But there won't be no splatters. He told me there won't be none. And that's something I could not see, because how a little hydrogen rod with flux on it always splatters, especially when you first stick it. But even that, when the weld is nice, but there's recurrence of that the splatter going out like that. And they stick on stuff. They're little, you gently rub them off with them. But down this hole, I didn't wonder what was going to happen. The Lord started seeing that I was concerned. I wasn't truly trusting him. The Lord spoke to me. I never will forget it. He says, well, if you don't want to do it, we'll just have big plans for you. But if you don't go through this, it's all over. I didn't know that I had that big of plans, Lord. And I said, I repent. I said, I'm sorry. I said, even my wife leaves me and get fired. And I've had a pretty good profession. I thought I went to diesel engine school. Then I really found out that I need to pray more and seek God more and all what was taking place. I was still working. And the Lord says, stay there working. I have worked up till right now, basically. The Lord, tell me what to do. He says, go get a 3/8 drive, half-inch socket. Half-inch socket with a 3/8 drive. The Lord told me, he just told me this morning, how he knows all those things. He says, you'll have to grind the bottom side off. He told me, he says, I want you to put that down that hole. I couldn't see none of this. Just putting something down the hole. This is compound and the problem greater if I had to, but the Lord wanted me to go all the way with him. So I did. I put the socket down that hole, ground off a little bit. He says, well, that's enough. What I would have done, I drove it down there and it locked it in there itself. I couldn't get it out. Here, I've got a tap in there, I got a socket in there. I'm really messed up if I'd done it. I couldn't even do it. I could not have done it. He told me how much to grind off when I got it off. He says, now I want you to take a punch, put that socket down the hole, and take a flat punch big enough to fit that socket. And I want you to drive that down over the town. And I'll tell you when to stop. So I drove it down and starts this up. Now, I want you to go get your welder and start it up. So if you listen to what I want you to do then. So get that weld machine. I want you, all you gotta do is stick that rod down in that hole. You gotta see where you're at most of the time. You don't need, and you gotta, here you got a little square hole, 3-inch hole, and the rod's 532. I don't think I had any 1/8 rod. It was all 532. That's a pretty big rod. Nevertheless, all God will ask me is just do, initially do it, and he would take care of all of the, everything else. I just had to actually have the physical, lifting that rod up, putting that, doing the, getting that 3-inch dry socket drove down over the broken stub. I did that. Now he says, okay, the next thing is let your welder run just a few minutes, and then when it's warmed up enough, you can do it. He said, you're going to listen to me all the way. I said, okay. So the Lord says, just put it in. Now he says, no, just go right, just, he says, just follow my, what I'm telling you to do. And it went down, and I went back there. And the Lord says, now just go in just a little farther, and when I tell you, you stop. And I heard the welder start up, and the Spirit says, stop. He says, pick the rod out of the hole. And if you can see that tap, it's perfect. It's Kamashina Makum. I have never seen a welder welding like it. It's majestic. It's powerful. You can see where the socket broke by driving it down. But that was just how much it just cleared that. Just exactly right. If I had it rounded off, it would have no way. With that expansion, it would have broke it, and then I couldn't have got it off. That was what went down below, the bottom part. The driving part was still up above. It was going to clear. But the part and the bottom part had to swell out, and then the welding had to be ground off enough where it could take the clearance coming out. But God did exactly perfect. But that is really one of the, it's above anything I, and it's so mighty. I've had that tap, I think, 30 some years or 40 years close to it. I was just a young Christian those days. But it's given me strength to realize that my God is beyond anything that you can imagine. I've seen him work in the jails. I've seen him work in the hospitals. I've worked in the prison with him. And I did a few services in church for him. But God is real, and he's forever faithful. He will be with you through times of things get hard, through devastation, through perilous times. God will be with you. In church, you need to wake up this day. You wouldn't accomplish. Then, church, I say to thee, my people, thou must wake up, my ones. Thou must search. You've heard this man speak. You've heard him testify of my greatness. I say, not a hard thing with me, says the Spirit of God. I can do those things. And what you find is hard is easy for me. I say, take those hard things that seems like there's no way you're going to come, have faith in me, and it shall come fast as being done. My people, come, search for me this day, and ye shall find me. Come, call upon me, for it does my heart good when you call upon me. When you want me to help you, I wish to help you. Can you not get this through your head? I want to help me, but I want to let you know you cannot disclose the power of the Holy Spirit. Because I've given him to be your teacher, to help you. And he will many times teach you these things, show you these things, as only he can. He's here to help you this day. He's here to solve your problem. He's here to walk with victory. He knows the way, the truth, and the life. I'm here to bless thee, my one. If thou wilt seek me, you shall surely find me. Search for me. Look for me. Call my name, and I'll bless thee. And I will call you at that day when the last trumpet is given. I say, my people, I'm coming. Look up. I say, my people, you look for that looking up because my redemption draweth nigh. Be wise as you can be. Search for me. Look for me. And search my blessing. And I'll be with you. I'll bless thee. I'll keep thee in the times of trouble. I'll keep thee through the times of struggle. I will bless thee. I'll heal thy body. I'll give thee strength. I will give thee a new heart, a new faith, a new direction, and new calling. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you.
In Jesus' name, by the Spirit of God, thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. I thank you for speaking to hearts of people this day. Father, I thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Father, I thank you that you're real. I thank you forever faithful. God bless you evermore. Amen. Amen. Amen.
If you'd like to see that miraculous tap for yourself, if you go to the front of our Holy Ghost Calling webpage and scroll down, you'll find a link there to the miracle tap, and you'll be able to see pictures of it close up, how God did that miracle welding. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for what you do and what you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen.